Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 2.07, oh, just turned into 2.08 PM. Wow, went long on the ads again. But anyway, it's 2.08 PM now on June the 7th. Number one of the Triple Dipper will be Pump Pain, Green Deals, and Slug Lines. Let me just move into my comments here and ask you a rhetorical question. So what if I told you that tomorrow everything you knew about something was going to be forcibly changed? You may be thinking, what now? Well, let's do the hypothetical game here. What if I told you that tomorrow your currency was no good? Your paycheck was going to be modified. Your bank was going to be changed. All that so you could be forcibly moved to the perpetual use of cryptocurrency. What? Now, some of you already get it. Those who like crypto now are thinking, bring it on. But the majority of the world, including me, would feel like we just stepped into an episode of The Twilight Zone because it's an alien thing that we've only heard about in passing. All right, let's try another one. Here's another hypothetical. Try this on for size. What if I told you that tomorrow when you wake up, you would not be able to buy, sell, trade, work, travel, go to concerts or sporting events, or even gather for church unless you had a vaccine passport? Okay, that struck close to home for some of you, as I know a bunch of folks are still getting over the fact that some places in our world actually did this for the past few years. But that would represent a major shift of some kind of biblical end times category, wouldn't it? Well, yes, it would. Well, that type of extreme changeover, that polar shift in the way we do business or live and basically operate in today's society, that is what is happening with the maddening push towards green energy. They want us to stop what we're doing and start doing what they want us to do, and they want it now. Now, let me say up front that I'm okay with alternative energy sources. It does not bother me a bit if the power company wants to add wind or solar to its energy production portfolio. Not a bit. If an individual wants to drive an electric vehicle or a hybrid, more power to them. That's a pun, by the way. If a homeowner wants to add a windmill or solar panels on the roof or just plain live off the grid and use an outhouse and candles at night, I am fine with that. I'm actually good with an all-of-the-above strategy to develop the electricity that modern society calls for. What I am not okay with is an incessant portrayal of calamity that requires immediate action on our part, a prediction of ecological apocalypse that requires adherence to a complete change in lifestyle and capabilities, when they know that what they're saying is just plain wrong. Like, for instance, it was 1967 when the LA Times printed reports claiming that world famine would hit by 1975 due to green science predictions. Didn't happen. 1969, the New York Times ran with a story by noted, quote, experts that said that we would all, quote, disappear in a cloud of blue steam as world pollution destroyed the ozone by 1989. Didn't happen. The Boston Globe published the findings of, quote, scientists in 1970 that said the second great ice age would hit by the year 2000 due to air pollution mounting to such levels that it blocked out the sun. Didn't happen. Follow-up predictions on the next ice age came year after year with new dates and root causes every time. And then in 1976, the New York Times quoted a, quote, young climatologist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research that allegedly reflected the, quote, consensus of the climatological community, that we were entering a difficult era of global cooling. Cooling, you heard me right, global cooling, which a decade later would become global warming. How about this? Acid rain was set to kill every lake in the world, according to the UPI in 1980. That even created a government-funded study. By 1988, the oceans were sure to rise and the polar ice caps would melt as Al Gore's future cause celeb of global warming began to threaten the Earth. And in 2008, NASA scientists predicted that the Arctic would be free of ice by 2018. How did that work? Didn't happen. Al Gore got rich selling carbon offsets, which had to be one of the biggest scams ever in the world, bigger than pet rocks. In 2014, the French foreign minister announced that we had 500 days left. 500 days! French foreign minister. Bold prediction. Wrong, but bold. It never stops. These climate chicken littles never stop. More recently, and now with a pen in his hand that can sign executive orders, the Biden administration has taken it upon themselves to force the change to green energy solutions regardless of viability or availability. There is no room in Biden's world for an all-of-the-above strategy. Under his direction, the Keystone Pipeline was shut down. Oil and gas leases are troublesome. Energy independence is in the past. And we are considering importing oil from our enemies in Venezuela and Iran. God almighty. The Biden administration's own Department of Defense, Department of Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, and Department of State have all agreed with the notion that climate change is a grave threat, if not the grave threat, to our very existence. It's a national emergency, don't you know? No kidding, a national emergency. Well, I mean, well beyond even systemic racism and domestic terrorism, huh? As gas prices have now approached $5 per gallon on average for the first time in U.S. history, President Biden, who arguably hasn't even bought a tank of gas for himself in decades, used his inside words on the outside when he let it be known in a recent interview that this was the price to be paid for the necessary transition. Necessary transition. So, this is a calculated effort. Hence the fact, then, that Biden announced just yesterday that he's invoking the powers of the Defense Production Act. Not to bolster our ability to fend off the enemies of the state. Not to prevent another 9/11 or to keep China at bay. No, he invoked the special powers of the Defense Production Act to allow for the production and expedited import of, wait for it, solar panels. Solar panels. The Defense Production Act, as defined on the FEMA website, is as follows. The Defense Production Act, quote, is the primary source of presidential authorities to expedite and expand the supply of materials and services from the U.S. industrial base needed to promote the national defense. DPA authorities are available to support emergency preparedness activities conducted pursuant to Title VI of the Stafford Act, protection or restoration of critical infrastructure, and efforts to prevent, produce, reduce vulnerability to, and minimize damage from, and recover from acts of terrorism within the United States. Blah, 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 blah. Nothing in there sounds like we need solar panels. This is a flagrant abuse of executive power. The president has bought into the climate change Green New Deal agenda and is using and abusing the powers of his office to force a change. Why? Because he knows that the free market will not sustain alternative energy solutions which are only minimally capable of achieving the energy production of a first world country the size of the United States. Without government action, wind and solar might actually have to prove their capabilities to the satisfaction of consumers. Consumers who would happily make use of alternative energy sources if it met the standards that a nation like ours requires, but they don't. So we get forced change, which in my opinion is the Green New Steel. 2024 can't get here fast enough. And for all you climate screamers out there, unless Jesus comes back, I suspect that we will be here to vote against Biden in 2024, polar ice caps and all. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I look at it, I think, man, it's apparent that this is that they want us to wake up tomorrow and not be able to put gas in the cars. They want us to wake up tomorrow and not be able to use heating oil for some houses in the northern part of our country. They want us to wake up tomorrow and not have the capability to turn on the lights unless they're powered by wind and solar. I got news. Wind and solar does not have the full capability to do that, nor has it got the viability, sustainability, or availability. And yet they press on. Defense Production Act. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.